friends. I hope you are well. Welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. Today I wanted to talk about the idea of logic being a limited frame. So I've been thinking a lot about framing today because I'm going through a course on creativity. It's actually a really nice reprieve because I've been doing a ton of type 8 kind of work lately. I've been doing a course launch, which involves lots of emails and correspondence and just a lot of like really small little technical things, getting things set up and everything like that. So kind of interspersing that with moments where I'm working through a course that's about creativity and self-improvement is a really nice balance because I can kind of just like sit back and introspect, which is basically the opposite of everything else I'm doing right now. So since I've been doing this, I've come across the idea that I latched onto quite quickly because it is something that I've been thinking about a lot. And that is the idea of logic being just one of many frames that we can use to solve our problems in life, but how logic in and of itself can be kind of limited, even though it's obviously very useful. I hesitate to make a video like this because we tend to really revere logical thinking, even myself. So I'm an artist type personality, but there's this sort of like hierarchy of ways of thinking. So if I am crisp and logical and objective and rational, it means that I'm smart. So there's this kind of equating logic with intelligence, which is true in a limited sense. There are obviously many other kinds of intelligence, not just specifically rational and logical intelligence, emotional intelligence, social intelligence, or other aspects of this. But we tend to, and I'm generalizing here, but as a society, tend to put this sort of supreme importance on being able to think objectively and think logically about things. And I noticed that in my own behavior where I sometimes reject emotions in small and large ways because I see emotions as being like kind of annoying. It's like the things that get in the way sometimes. I mean, emotions like happiness and stuff, obviously that's nice and pleasant, but I tend to feel like, okay, if you're responding emotionally to things as opposed to responding logically, you are less smart. And I know I'm not the only one to think this, even though I don't genuinely, deep down, believe it's true. I don't believe it's true. I do not believe that a logical person is more intelligent than someone who's responding emotionally. And I'll explain why, but I act as though that's true. I sort of reject my own emotional responses to things. And here's where this logical frame becomes limited in our lives. Because what ends up happening, if you look at things, if you look at life from a purely logical, objective point of view, then nothing matters. And that's true, like objectively, literally true. If you follow logic to its philosophical conclusion, it's that we live, we die, the things we do don't really matter. Like as soon as we're gone, we're gone. And we don't really leave legacies. Everything will eventually be obliterated. It's kind of a, like a, almost like a nihilistic way of looking at things, but it is logically true. Like we are biological beings who, are born and die, and we can do some things, we can have some fun, but ultimately nothing really means anything. I think the natural conclusion of logical, rational thinking is that nothing means anything. So this is a problem because if you have the kind of this really strong adherence to logic, I think sometimes that also ends up being this strong feeling, this strong philosophical feeling that life doesn't really matter, or it's not that it doesn't matter. It can be enjoyed, but there's no meaning or deeper meaning because it doesn't logically make sense. And this is where I think emotions actually have the upper hand on logic, because emotions are the things that drive us to action. Emotions are the things that give us a sense of meaning. If we say that, you know, I get my meaning from, you know, interacting with my friends or family, whatever, something simple, then that's not logical. You're basing that off of an emotional impulse. So emotion can be powerful because it can be the thing to get you to do something. I'm going to really butcher this, but I do remember reading about someone who had an accident that caused them some kind of brain injury to a region in their brain that basically like shut off their emotional responses. So they were only kind of able to think in a logical way. And this crippled them in making decisions. Because when you make decisions, you're constantly using emotions to create a sense of prioritization. So what do I want to eat for supper tonight? What career do I want to choose? What relationship do I want to be in? Do I want to have kids? All of these decisions are based on emotion. And emotion is a part of the way we prioritize everything in our lives, our values, our decisions. So if you remove emotions from the equation, or if you overemphasize the importance of logic, what ends up happening is you sort of lose some of your motivation and you lose your sense of priorities. It can be difficult to make decisions in life. It can be difficult to get up and do anything if you have this sort of underlying feeling that nothing really means anything anyway. I've known people in this state. I've been someone in this state. So it's something that I like to think about, because if I go through a period of, you know, relative meaninglessness, I like to think about, okay, why did that happen? What's the cause here? And I think sometimes it's important to remember that we have our favorite way of looking at the world. Some of our favorite ways of looking at the world are going to be different, but a lot of us favor logic. We like looking at the world in an objective way. We like being considered like a reasonable person. People who look at the world in, say, a really spiritual way. So people who are very religious, or maybe they're really into like reading tarot cards or something. We tend to like, oh, that's like fun Aunt Terry. She's a little weird. She's not really that smart. We kind of have this association with logic and intelligence. The important thing to remember is that this is just one of many ways to look at life. Your Aunt Terry can look at, I don't know any women named Terry. Your Aunt Terry, that's okay. Your Aunt Terry can look at life in a spiritual way, and that's going to create a different set of choices for her versus someone who looks at things purely logically, which is going to give them a different set of choices. And it's not that one is better than the other. It's just that they both have their strengths and weaknesses. It's obvious to assess the strengths and weaknesses of an emotional perspective. So someone who's very emotional might be prone to making bad decisions, like errors of judgment. They might, get themselves into the same patterns of behavior where they're, acting impulsively or things like that. But these people who tend to act emotionally tend to be quite good at being motivated, being interested, engaged. They tend to have interesting stories. They tend to have a sense of like meaning or purpose or adventure, or some kind of emotion that's driving them that actually allows them to be more of the driver in their own life, even if that also means that they're kind of crashing their cars a lot of times. So just because you're letting emotion be the driver, I mean, it can obviously have a lot of downsides too. But it's important to remember the same is true of the logical frame. It's not this like infallible frame of looking at the world where you're immune from any consequences or bad side effects. It's a good vehicle, but it's also going to get you into accidents if you're allowing it to expand to the point where life doesn't necessarily have a lot of meaning, because meaning is emotional. The meaning that we give life is emotional. The motivation that we get when we do anything, whether it's like, why does someone learn how to play piano, for example? It's not usually, I mean, you can look at it logically. You can say, okay, well, I'll probably have a healthier brain into old age if I pick up an instrument. It's a good idea for adults to have a hobby based on, whatever studies. So it's not that someone can't pick up a hobby out of just kind of facts. But if you think about, like, if I'm looking at two people and I'm a teacher and I'm trying to put my like money on which person's going to stick with it in the long run, it's probably going to be the person who's passionate. It's probably going to be the person who was brought to tears by a performance they heard and thought like, wow, music is super, it moves me. Like it touches my heart. It reaches someplace inside of me that really matters. It gives me a sense of meaning. That I'm going to bet on that person to follow through with whatever action they're going to be taking. Not the logical person. Logic has its limits. That's where I'm going to leave today's video at, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.